to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach Valerie, we have been getting a lot of questions in our Ask Me Anything. You go live on Instagram. We used to do Facebook, but Instagram, you have a bigger following. So we go live on Instagram at 10:30 Central Time every Wednesday. Mark your calendars, guys, and we try to give you notifications. But we've had a lot of talk lately about cadence. And I know we've talked about it in the podcast, but you know, that was 100 episodes ago. So can we revisit that? Let's talk about that 180. Why people are getting really latched into that 180, like
Coach Valerie says 180.
But well, can you explain that?
Yes, absolutely. So, and this is same with me. I'm also kind of geeky that way. When I first started working with Pose method, that's what I teach, Pose with Dr. Romanoff. And my average cadence, and by the way, most runners' average cadence, I wasn't special, is about 160 to 165. Okay. So that means, and generally it's because you're either pushing, reaching, or both. It's an inefficiency in your movement. So when I first started working with Dr. Romanoff, he was like, you really want to get your cadence up closer to 180. And this is funny because this was way before iPhones or anything like that. So I bought a metronome that is for timing for music, and you clip it. So I guess if you were in the band or something.
Yeah, and yeah, if you're practicing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So I clipped it to like my right by my jog bra, and I wore it, I kid you not, for, I don't know, several months. Because to get from 165 to 180 just felt so crazy. Like in the beginning, I felt like my feet were like, woohoo, you know, like Roadrunner.
Yeah, yeah. Just
you know, going from this like, and it was very much like I was so focused on trying to get to 180. And what I missed, guys, this is really important. What I missed was the 180 is a natural response of running. Meaning when you start to just let your body fall forward and your foot starts to pull, 180 is almost a baseline for almost anyone. And it's a baseline. So physiologists found, not Valerie, physiologists found that about 180 is the body is using muscle elasticity. So what's important is that I certainly want people to use the metronome for drills, for practice. It's great to start feeling that feeling of 180. However, I need you to know that first you have to let your body get there. If your cadence right now is 165, you go out and try to run your next run at 180, you're going to reach out and be like, hey, my calves are really, really
right.
Tight.
Or you find yourself reaching, right? And so you might say, I got shin splints or something
anything.
Like that.
Well, most people, when they try to go from say 165 to, I'm saying 165, that was my cadence. I'm sure you guys could be anywhere in between, but the average runner honestly is about that. So what happens is if you try to just do 165 to 180 and you've never done that before, can you imagine how tired your legs are going to be? And it's going to be, you're going to be using muscular effort, especially because you've not yet practiced falling. You're just starting to pull. Now, I will say this, it's a much better idea to do it as a drill so you can get yourself used to it. But I will say, if you start your run and start thinking about building your own natural rhythm, like I go up, 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 up when I run, I have like a, in my head.
Yeah.
But what I just want people to understand, because sprinters are running like at 250 and higher, especially the girls. I mean, there's females up there with cadence close to 300. We've seen like 265, 270. So 180 isn't really that extreme. And marathon runners, elite marathon runners, elite 10K runners, they're all up like 185, 187. So it's definitely how the body gains efficiency, because why are these elites elites? Because they have high skill and obviously high efficiency. So for most of us, we've just been staying on the ground too long. So just working on the cadence and elasticity practice is really good. I just want people to let their body adjust to the cadence and practice the falling aspect. So pulling is a response to your fall. Your feet need to feel like they're keeping up with you rather than you feel like you're using your feet to travel.
That's a really good point. And I was going to bring that back to the idea of like drilling at the 180. I remember when we first started working together, you had, I remember because it was, I'm going to age myself. It was, Breakdown from Beverly Hills Cop. Isn't that the name of the song?
Shakedown.
So it's right at a like 180 and you turned it on and it's a, like a 3.5 minute song. And you had us do curb runs and you had us think about, you know, going up the curb, not with our legs, but with our whole body, right? You're moving your body up the curb and you had us do it for 3.5 minutes. It was just a heart rate exercise. Right. But then you told us that it was 180. Right. Yeah. At the time you were just like, okay, guys, we're going to do this. We're going to try to keep it up for the whole song. That's all you said. I remember that because then afterward you said that was 180. And I went, oh, and it was a huge light bulb moment for me because it was a drill, right? Granted, it was 3 minutes, was pretty long. But the point was, I suddenly realized 180 wasn't that hard, if that makes sense. Right. Like, I can understand. I am probably a 165, going up to 180. Yes, that's going to be hard. But running just in that drill at 180 wasn't as challenging as it was to go out and run on the street at 180 at that level. Right.
Right.
So that's what I kind of want you to explain is that curb runs, 1, 2, 3, doing it at a 180, just running small distances, very small.
Right. Intervals, right. Good intervals at 180.
The size of your driveway.
Curb runs. Right. And here's, and that's right. And someone had said to me, I can't maintain that 180. Well, absolutely not in the beginning. So your muscles, your body's saying to you, I can't do this anymore. So then stop, reset. We teach that all the time in our membership, guys. I can't tell you enough. The more you allow yourself to stop, reset, and then restart in your run, it's really cool because two things are happening. One is you're telling yourself and your body, don't worry, I'm only going to have you move if we move correctly. That's what I like to say. And the second is your body honestly doesn't mind to stop. It really doesn't. If you get out of the mindset that stopping is in some way failing, then don't worry about it. Just stop, reset. I used to do that all the time. 1, 2, 3, or I'd get my, I love my 1, 2, 3s. So we're talking about guys doing drills. We're talking about taking that metronome. And instead of thinking I'm going to go run for 3 miles with my metronome, because that's not running. That's just doing a 3 mile drill.
Yeah.
Do like Caroline said. And we have all the, by the way, we have so many drills in the YouTube if you've never seen them. So there's tons of ideas in there. And the idea is to keep it simple, just to feel the feeling of up, 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 up. And when you run, you'll start to pull your feet and you'll start to make sure you introduce the falling. And all of a sudden, I promise you guys, cadence won't even be a thought. It's only a thought now because it's something new and different. Once you're running, it's there.
I was going to say, I want to take that to the level of, let's say you were a swimmer. If you've never swam before and you're just learning to swim because you want to do a triathlon, a short triathlon. So maybe the triathlon is just, maybe it's a 200 meter swim, right? Or it's just a small, I'm thinking of a small distance.
I doubt but it. If the you, short ones are like 800.
I was going to say half a mile. So like 800. Yeah. So technically the short ones are like 800 meters, but that is what? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 8 laps of the pool of a 50 meter pool or 16 laps of a 25 meter pool. So if you're going to your pool, you know, the smallest one you're going to get is a 25 meter pool. That's 16 laps. You're not going to jump in day one and do 16 laps. Okay. You're going to jump in and you might do the half lap, right? You might not even go the full length. You might go the width, right? You'll do the width. You'll stop. Okay. Let me do another width, right? You start small. And then you build up. And then you get to the point where, okay, I could do two widths. Now I'm going to do a full length. And I'm going to stop at the end. Then I'm going to do another one. Right. And eventually you're going to get to the point where you touch the end and you go again. You're going to build up slowly. Why do people think that they can build? I'm going to build up slowly when I'm swimming because I don't want to drown. But I'm going to go out and I'm going to run 3 miles because it's a beautiful day outside and I feel like running.
I don't even think it's that. I just think it's a feeling of if I do not do a certain distance.
Yeah,
it's not a challenge. My point though, is that here's real quick. This is kind of funny. It's the same. Swimming is so people are very open to intervals with swimming. Most triathletes don't swim 2.4 miles every time they go swimming. And they don't think to themselves, oh, I need to get a 4 mile swim in to make sure I can do 2.4. We have a distance issue with running. People love the distance. I just want to say real quick, because Caroline was talking about triathlon. When I first got into road cycling, I had a really great cycling coach, and he is from Brazil. And he said to me, you really want to get your cadence between 90 and 100. So I don't know if anybody rides, but it's a spin. It's a high cadence. So I had signed up to do, it's called the MS-150. You ride your bike from Houston to Austin. And he happened to be at mile 75 of 100 on the first day. So boy, I literally was pedaling like in my low ring gear one to stay at 90 to 100. Like, that's a really fast spin.
Yeah.
And I wasn't strong enough yet in my cycling to be able to hold that cadence. So he really didn't mean tomorrow, Valerie, do that for 100 miles. But that's what I heard. So I get to mile 75 and I'm telling him, oh my gosh, like, I'm pedaling and going nowhere trying to do this 90 to 100 and I have no resistance on my bike. And he was like, I didn't mean today. I meant in your life. So I'm just letting you guys know, I've made all the errors, you know?
Yes,
so I just think we hear 180 and then we think it has to be 180 tomorrow. And no, it has to be 180 when you get really comfortable with using gravity to fall and having the strength and the muscle elasticity to maintain that 180. And I promise you'll get there quickly, but give yourself more than one day.
I love it. Okay, guys. So if you haven't already shared this podcast with a friend so we get up in the algorithm, that's just how social works. Feel free to please subscribe and review. 5 stars is the minimum you can give us, because we're just great. We want nothing but 5 stars. But if you also have a question, remember, ask me anything. You can ask Valerie questions live, or you can send them in advance. 10:30 on Instagram. That's 10:30 Central Time on Instagram on Wednesdays. Join us there.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.